Hey guys, welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter.
And today's quote.
It didn't sound like an echo.
I thought you were.
It was
doing
like a robotic echo.
I thought it was the thing where, you know, where like the the thingy gets stuck and keeps saying the same thing. What is that called?
Like getting jammed.
Something. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. One of those vinyl CDs.
Yeah, I forgot.
That's actually something. How the fuck do vinyls work?
How
do CDs work? You know, no, let's do vinyls first. The grooves, the depressions that you make in it make music. How did someone figure that out?
Against the little thing that you put on it.
How did someone figure that out?
I don't know.
Because now that it exists, sure, you can explain it. But how did someone come up with
that? I can't even explain it.
I know, but like if you did the research, you could come up with the explanation of how it works. But how did someone come up with that?
Well,
that if you do the grooves in the specific way, it'll make music.
I have no idea.
Right?
This is like a lot to unpack.
Right? I was like, the fuck is this? I saw it in a video and I was like, I don't know what the fuck. But anyways, the quote. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I drifted.
Today's quote.
Train your mind to see the good in everything. Mm-hmm. Positivity is a choice. The happiness of your life depends on the quality of your thoughts. The person is Markandangle.
So Markandangle?
Markandangle?
You should have said it more confidently, because now we look unprepared.
Yeah, I have no idea. This person has a lot of quotes, but I wonder who... Ooh. Markandangle? Markandangle?
Let me see. Let me try.
Markandangle?
Markandangle.
Markandangle. Well, anyways, the thing is, this quote, the thing is, I feel like we're most likely going to disagree and argue during this podcast. We were arguing before we started.
Again, I feel as though you're going through the route that I think we should go through. Well, okay, because see, now,
are we just going through the route?
Yeah,
you said I'm going through the route that you want to go through.
I think you think that I'm trying to force us to talk about this specifically. I don't know why every single time you do this, I feel, like, very pressured to continue talking without, like, taking a breath. Babe stepped away, and I'm anxious. I don't know why. I can literally flow fine.
Most of the time you talk on your own.
I really do, but I don't know why. Just when you step away for, like, a second, I get super, like, like, what am I supposed to say?
Fessing, I know this isn't what you meant to talk about. This is just, I wanted a quote that would segue us into what you wanted to talk about.
Okay. Ready?
And then
so
we
again,
argued about it.
So then, I mean, I believe in that so much. And the thing is, even though I say I believe in that, it's still, like, really hard for me to apply it, and I don't know if it's 100% true. But the way, the words you speak, the way you speak to yourself, all of that has such a massive effect on your life and on your mindset.
You know what sucks? I want you to be right, because then we could both be in the happy mentality. But unfortunately, I think that I'm right, and it's going to suck when you notice it. One of us is wrong and one of us is right, and I don't know.
What is your stance?
My stance is that, of course, how you speak to yourself, a positive mentality, it's good for you. Like, you don't have to see everything in a negative light. You could see things in a good light.
Do you know,
try,
like, literally biologically, hormonally, when you're unhappy, you release some certain hormone, or when you're stressed, you release a certain hormone. When
you're saying,
like,
it
versus
wrong.
What?
Releasing a certain hormone stresses you. Releasing a certain hormone causes you to feel sadness. It's not that you feel the emotion and then the hormone comes out. The feeling of the emotion is the hormone. We call it something, but a hormone is released, you experience sadness. Cortisol is being produced in rapid rates, you feel stressed. It's not that you're stressing yourself out, so you start producing a whole bunch of cortisol. Producing cortisol is stress.
But if you don't, there are people where in situations where, like, going through the same situation, somebody can be stressed and somebody cannot be stressed.
Well, you can handle
things
different.
The emotion has to come first.
It doesn't.
The
emotion is the hormone. You can't be happy without releasing serotonin or dopamine, whichever the fuck is happiness. You get that, right? You're putting it in the wrong order.
I don't know the technicalities.
When your heart rate goes up, for some reason, you'll release...
I think the one associated with stress is cortisol.
Mm-hmm.
A symptom of stress is releasing cortisol. But another symptom of stress is sweating for some people. Another symptom of stress is having a headache. Cortisol is a symptom of stress. Stress is is much more than just the releasing of the hormone. We should have done more research because I don't know exactly, but I know for a fact that the releasing of the hormone is a symptom of the emotion.
No, because then explain to me what an emotion is. What's an emotion?
It's a mental response to a situation.
Okay, and what does a mental response mean? You have to understand that our entire bodies is hormones. The hormone comes first.
No, I don't know which one comes first, but
do you know what stress is? Producing too much cortisol, which I think is caused from an elevated heart rate, and doing something that elevates your heart rate causes you to release a whole bunch of cortisol, which is why when you work out and you release a whole bunch of cortisol, it's good. That's good because you're like burning it. So your elevated heart rate is causing you to produce a lot of cortisol, but you're not stressed. You're under stress, but it's exiting. So it's good for you. You don't feel, but when your heart rate is crazy and you're just, you know, chilling, you're producing an excessive amount of cortisol. And that's when you feel stress because exercise is stress on the body. But if you're stressing your body without physical exertion, then that is the stress that we call
the only way that it could exit is as stress versus
via exercise. you'll feel that bottling up.
Yeah.
But you release cortisol normally.
Yes.
But you won't feel stress unless you're releasing a lot of cortisol and you don't have an outlet for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's caused when your heart rate goes up, which any little thing could cause your heart rate to go up. I don't think it's just heart rate going up. There's other things that could cause.
There are. We drifted semi. What were we trying to get at with this?
What you're getting at is that if you're sad, you'll release these hormones. No. Those hormones release, and then you feel sad.
Okay, but the hormones aren't going to be released for no reason. It's because of a situation. It's because of a certain whatever.
Sure.
You don't just
sure.
get stressed. Okay, so the thing is, so then they have to be simultaneous.
Yes.
Okay, so then that's it. So then
but wait, what you don't understand is that...
I hate it when people say it like that. Don't say it like that.
What...
I understand everything, so shut up.
Where we don't agree...
Tell me.
...is that what I'm saying is that I'm releasing this sadness hormone, which is causing me to feel sad, and no matter what I do, I'm going to keep releasing this sadness hormone...
Yes.
...hasta que se me quite. So sitting here and telling myself, it's fine, sunshine and rainbows...
Just because you want to have a
a positive outlook,
a positive
doesn't change
mind,
anything.
Of course not. Okay, having a positive mindset isn't going to just change the world drastically. It doesn't mean that you're not going to suffer anymore. It doesn't mean that you're not going to experience sadness anymore. It's less. And the thing is, a lot of things that could just make you sad, you could just try to see the good in them, or you could just you won't allow it to drag you as deep as it would. Stop shaking your head.
It's not less. It's not going to affect anything. What it could do is help you cope. But some people like to drown in it to cope. Everyone's different.
And that's toxic. That's not healthy.
It's a coping mechanism.
It's not healthy. And that is not someone's end game. That is not where someone should like be aiming to be. That's the thing. That's what I hate. And it's like, I know for a fact that I'm right. I know for a fact that I'm right because I am the upgraded virgin.
I really hope you are, but I really don't think so.
The thing is, if you keep thinking like that, you're obviously never going to get here.
The thing is, eventually one of us is going to reach where the other one's at. I know this. As we continue talking, eventually it's going to click for one or the other.
It is.
And I hope mine never clicks for you. I really hope it doesn't.
I don't know what I need to say for it to click for
you. I really hope you click it for me because I don't want to click it for you. Because when I see this mentality... Not to baby you,
no,
but
I see
like Leo and Scar. You know?
Think I'm just okay? She wants to see sunshine and rainbows.
It,
like, she's a child.
It seems so
she
beautiful.
She doesn't see the world for what it is,
and I can't see it that way.
We literally talked about it the other day. It's like the reason that you're so pessimistic and so like or realistic, whatever you want to term, like whatever you want to call it, is literally more circumstantial than it is actually you. It's the way you were raised. It's the mindsets that you were, like, grown up on. It is, like, is taking the blame off of these aren't actually your thoughts. Like, does that say anything to you? It's not you.
I know which ones are mine and which ones aren't mine.
You have no way of differentiating that.
I do, because I see them, and I've already started to pick them apart. And the thing is, maybe these didn't start as my thoughts, but I believe them wholeheartedly. Does that make sense? Like, evolution wasn't my thought. I didn't come up with that.
Wait, going back. The thing is, having a positive mindset, speaking to yourself positively. Ready? Let's forget the world. Mm-hmm. World one. Like, you don't have to think that the world is good. You don't have to try to see the best in everything.
Okay,
just
okay.
Internally.
Okay.
Speaking to yourself positively versus speaking to yourself negatively.
You should never speak to yourself negatively. You should never put yourself down.
Why not?
Because why would you do that to yourself?
But why not? Well, what's, like, literally so bad about it?
About speaking badly to yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Saying mean things to yourself?
Yes.
It fucks up your self-esteem? Fucks up your self-worth? Why would you say things that aren't true just to make yourself feel bad?
Okay, but
who
says that
they
are or aren't true?
You do. About yourself. And the thing is, you have to identify that you don't actually mean any of these things. That's
no,
just
but
insecurities.
The thing is, but ready, but I think I'm ugly, and that is my truth.
But the thing is, you don't think you're ugly.
But I do. I don't want to cry. But I definitely think I'm ugly. But I know that there's, like, nothing is gonna come out of that. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Do you not think you're ugly?
No.
Damn. That's awkward.
The thing is, I used to tell myself that, like, I'm worthless, I'm a waste of space, I don't deserve to be living, you know, all those nice things.
Well, of course, yeah.
And then eventually I'm
those two.
These are lies. Because if there was any truth to them, then I would continue to say them, but I know that it's a lie. Because the thing is, I said, no, I don't think I'm ugly. I don't think I'm the most beautiful person in the world. I don't think I'm my type. If I saw me in the street, I wouldn't date me.
That's negative self-talk. Stop.
It's not negative self-talk. I'm not my type.
Okay,
but that doesn't mean I'm ugly.
You're not allowed to disclude. You're allowed to state preference. Again, I can't be here and it's like, oh, I don't like Asian guys. No, I'm not allowed to fucking say that. Which, who the fuck doesn't like Asian guys, first of all? But it's like, I can be like, ooh, like, I just like tall guys, even though that's like...
No, it's like my preference
thing.
Is
like,
I like...
You can say a preference, but you can't...
I like aliens.
But you can't disclude, you can include, if that makes sense.
I know, I'm not discluding, I'm just saying I'm not my type. I can't see someone on the street and say they're not my type. That's not discluding, I'm just not interested in that one person. I don't mean this as negative talk.
No.
I know I'm beautiful, I know I'm worthy.
Mm-hmm.
I just... If I saw myself in the street, would I go hit on me? No.
Damn.
But that's just my taste.
I hit on you day and night.
That's the thing.
It's like,
other
support
people,
violence.
Other people will hit on me. Other people will think I'm attractive. I'll be other people's type. Just I'm not my type.
Mm-hmm.
And good for me, because I don't actually have to go out with myself. You know?
You should date yourself.
I should, but not interested.
Yeah. It's like, she's a little much for me.
Yeah, I'm shingle right now, and
mm-hmm.
I'm happy being shingle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But that's the thing. The only reason I say don't drown in negative self-talk is because most of what you're saying are lies.
Okay, but ready? Who determines that it is or isn't a lie?
What's great is that it's your opinion about yourself.
Exactly. So I think I'm ugly.
You shouldn't think you're ugly.
Okay, but it's not... It's my opinion about myself, and it's my truth, so I'm ugly.
I don't know what to tell you. If that's how you feel about yourself, that sucks. And you telling... You trying to convince yourself that you think that you're beautiful isn't gonna work. You have to believe that you're beautiful. Just telling yourself that you think you're beautiful isn't gonna make you think that you're beautiful.
Well, I mean, it's called fake it till you make it, but I guess...
Well, that's my stance. I'm not gonna lie to myself because I know the truth.
Okay. So ready. So your truth is that you are worthy, that you are allowed to exist. You're allowed to be confident. You're permitted, if not entitled, to all these things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So then, taking it just like taking a step back. In terms of the world, it's like, why can't you be entitled to the good as well?
What do you mean?
that, how do I say this? It's like, if on a personal level,
mm-hmm.
you're allowed all these things, and it's your truth, and it's real, you're worthy, you're, well, all the things that you just said.
Uh-huh.
It's like, in terms of the world,
mm-hmm.
like, taking a step back, like, not just me, now, me, with, I don't know, like, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Like, now, in perspective of, like, reality.
Okay.
Are you not allowed to, like, can your truth not be good things as well?
If there are good things, sure.
Okay, but the thing is, again, back on a personal level, I can think that I'm ugly. I can think that I'm worthless. I can think that I'm a waste of space. I can think that I'm a burden on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have to be true, but it could be true. It could be my truth.
But it's not.
But it could be. The people around me definitely, other than you, of course, like, make me feel like I'm a burden. If I had to base my worth, like, on what others think of me, I would not be worth anything. I would be super pitiful. Do you know what I mean?
Right, but then why are you basing your worth on what other people think of you?
No, agreed. But it's like, yes, you're 100% right. I meant to say as in, if my truth is very subjective, I decide to make my truth something that's beneficial to me, that is real to me, that I am worthy, that I am good, that I am confident, that I am beautiful, all these things. That is what I am deciding to accept as my truth.
Okay.
So in terms of my reality, it's like, why can't I accept good things
right.
to be
okay.
my truth,
okay.
and,
I was
like in the real world? I was about to say,
okay.
I don't know if I'm
No. I think I get it. It's a little confusing, but
I was trying to really get the analogy.
To me, the me, not the world.
Okay.
Just me. If I ever gave myself a reason to believe any of that negative self-talk, then I would start to believe it. Hurt what?
Like, if you, for some reason, like, you got a Zuko burn, uh-huh. would you think you're ugly? That's every reason for you to think that you're ugly now, because you're not the beauty that you were accepting that you would ever...
The beauty?
Sorry.
No, the
shut
beauty.
Up. No, but you know...
Nothing. Zuko's burn is hot as fuck. What do you mean?
Bebe, you know what I'm trying to say.
A mark like that doesn't define beauty.
Okay, then...
I don't have to like the mark on my face, but that's not going to change whether or not I'm beautiful.
Then if you... I don't know, man.
I'm sorry, physical isn't really a thing that I get into. I don't really care for my physical appearance enough
to
be
insecure
about
it. 200 pounds, if you shaved off all your hair, if you gouged out one of your eyeballs...
Unfortunately, I would hate to have one less eye. I'd like to have both my eyes, but honestly,
yeah.
I have an eye and a half.
That's the one you cared about.
I have insecurities with my eyes, okay?
I know.
But the thing is, physical won't work. I'm talking more...
Okay, then if you became a bitch.
I am a bitch, what you mean?
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, if for some reason I gave myself, like, an actual reason to notice that I'm worthless. Like, if I did something super fucked up, like, I don't know, I could have saved a child, but I let the child die type thing. I don't know. Like, I did something super, like, morally fucked up.
Is robbing a bank morally fucked up for you?
No.
No, that is like
murder.
Like, that's sexy, actually.
Sexy as fuck. No, like murder of an innocent.
Ah,
yeah, like hurting someone innocent.
You hurt me all the time.
Shut up. You're not innocent.
Damn.
That's the thing. Like doing something morally fucked up would then
define your worth. It would make you less worthy.
Then I would see a reason to think that I have less worth. Yeah, because not only do I. But then I fucking hurt somebody else.
So then you... Damn. But see, already, you're already saying, like, not only do I not fucking...
No, not in a, like, oh my god, I'm depressed.
Okay,
but it's
so
like, I'm not doing anything positive, but look at me go and do something negative.
So then you're saying you make one mistake and then right back to square one. You make one mistake.
Because
understand,
murder an innocent child.
If you
yeah.
murder an innocent child, if you did it on purpose, you wouldn't consider it morally wrong. If you did it by accident, then you would think you're a piece of shit. So it was a mistake. You had an accident. You like had whatever. I mean, that's kind of like
one
grand scale.
My example of I reached to save the child, but I didn't because I was gonna hurt my arm a little bit by doing it, and I chose.
Right?
I chose... It's literally the same. It's like, I chose to not hurt my arm and the child died, yeah, that would fuck me up. Yeah, I would think I'm
okay, so
I'm
made
worthless.
A mistake?
It's not a mistake. I willingly chose to not hurt my arm.
You decided to love yourself more than a child.
What? Are you really going to turn this around? That sounds super fucked up.
What? Whoa, okay, wait. So, you, I guess, hurt your arm versus, like, you die.
But the child died, and I just didn't want to scratch up my arm a little bit.
It's not about scratch up your arm. The thing is, would you lose your arm to save a child?
First off, no one said lose arm. And second
off... Okay, there was no guarantee that you were just gonna get scratched up.
Right, so to save my arm, I let a child die?
Okay, whoa. Your life doesn't really revolve around anything.
I'm just trying to say, like, you don't have to convince me, but my point is that if I gave myself a reason to...
Then you're allowed to tell yourself that you're worthless at that point?
I would permit it. Because it's not that I would permit it, it's that I would actually have a reason to think I'm worthless.
I feel like we're getting down something that I don't even know the answer to, because, like...
That's the
no,
thing.
You're not permitted to say that to yourself.
But
especially since it was a mistake.
It's my truth. What makes no sense to me is that you'll sit here and say, it's like, no, see the positive light. Think positively. You're sitting here and just lying to yourself.
I'm not lying to myself.
You're lying to yourself with the same mind that's telling
I'm
you
not,
that you're worthless.
I'm not.
It's like, you're worthless. Like, you're saying the same thing to yourself over and over again. The same person who's saying you're worthless is saying you're worth something. So you're just... You're just trying to cover up the bad talk, but the bad talk thoughts are still there.
Oh, wait. Okay, wait. I think we just... Wait. So, positive self-talk is not you being a weirdo and it's like, oh, I'm so good. Mentally, I'm a piece of shit. Oh my gosh, everyone's so happy. Oh, I fucking hate myself. No, that's not what positive self-talk is.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it is
because
not.
Because unfortunately, you can't change the way you feel about yourself.
Oh my gosh. Okay, ready? The point of positive self-talk...
Is hoping that you'll change.
Is the way that you speak to yourself. So yes, you're right. In the beginning, I have to tell myself... Okay, you look like a fucking snack. You're gorgeous. Yes, like, snatched. Okay, bitch. When I'm like, okay, I look okay. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Until you believe it.
Right.
You need to repeat. And that's why positive self-talk is so important. Because, yes, you can't just do it and expect things to snap. It's like, that's why you have to consistently speak properly
when it has
to
do with an
positively.
Opinion. When it has to do with an opinion, yes, you can change your opinion on something.
Okay, so then when it comes to the world...
It's not an opinion that people are piece of shit. That's not a fucking opinion.
Okay, I'm not a piece of shit, bitch.
You could be.
Okay, but am I?
I know you, so no. But
okay,
I've met
how many other people do you fucking know? Nobody! You ain't got friends!
Every single human I've met has been a piece of shit. So it's the premise of...
I'll try not to be afraid.
Ready? I saw the video, and this is what I live by. It's like, someone said
it's
like...
Don't live by stupid shit.
Huh?
Don't live by stupid shit.
I 100% agree with it. This one person was like, I don't like white people. Like, white people, I do not fuck with white people. Fuck white people. A white person? Sure, they could be great. They could be nice. I'll talk to a white person. That's fine. But white people? Nah. And then the same premise, it's like, men? Men are fucking trash. Fuck men. But a man could be nice. A man could be great. I'll talk to any man, you know? A man is a human.
What about Asians?
Do you know what I mean?
Indians.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
Australians.
That was the stance, and it's like, I 100% agree with that. It's like, I fucking hate all men. Men suck ass. But a man? That's a case-by-case basis. I'll talk to a man. I'll get to know a man. I'll give the man a man the benefit of the doubt. But case by case. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that's literally the stance. So
okay,
humans...
So the only thing...
Humans, I fucking hate them. I hate humans. I hate people. They suck. But I'll meet a person. I'll talk with a person. It'll be a case by case thing. Some people can be great. Some people will suck ass.
Okay,
or
so
a person could be great. Another person could suck ass.
So if you were guaranteed to not interact with any humans,
mm-hmm.
you would be happy.
Very happy. I'm an introvert till the day I
no,
die.
I mean, Yeah, but see, my thing is, like, I don't think that your hatred for the world is just targeting humans. Your eyes are huge. I don't know if you know that.
I didn't know.
Your eyes are huge. They're so cute. They're like bug eyes.
Is that a compliment? Ow!
Is that it's a like
compliment?
Big. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
It's like, they're like poop eyes.
Yeah, it's like, you look like a mosquito thing.
Yes. Sucking my blood. Or energy, I don't know.
But
your thing isn't just like humans though.
I like dogs. What do you mean?
No, no. As in, you hate experiences. You hate like situations. You hate.
Hate is a strong word. I don't
hate
anything.
Is not a strong. Hate is a gentle word. You're disgusted. You're disgusted of food.
Do you understand? I don't hate experiences. They
just don't.
They're not fun.
What do you mean they're not fun?
They don't bring me anything.
Everything
they just
within
take.
Me should be fun.
Sure, but experiences don't.
Do I not give you spoons? I feel like I don't give you spoons. I just don't take away
you
spoons.
You are one of the few things that give me spoons.
Do I give you spoons? Or do I not take away spoons?
Because
I would like to feel special, but
it
I think
depends,
the reality
you,
is.
You do give me spoons.
Give?
Not just by existing do you give me spoons.
Oh. Darn it.
Like, when we have a good conversation, you give me spoons. When we get all giggly and stupid, you give me spoons. Does that make sense?
Like, but I feel like that's the situation.
That's what I'm saying. It is situation. Well, it wouldn't be giggling on my own.
You know, the jokes might hit different.
They might hit different. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you don't always give me spoons, but you do give me spoons. And you don't normally take spoons.
Normally?
When you make me do other things, you take spoons.
Damn. But then that's not me. That's circumstances.
That's true.
I never take away your spoons.
No, but the thing is that's
I don't
what
know if
sucks.
People actually get what we mean by spoons.
Wait, I think we've explained it before.
Okay,
if you've
okay.
seen a previous podcast, you know. If not, look up
Introverted. Like if you're in the know, you know.
Yes. But no, the thing is that's what actually sucks, because you're like, oh my god, like I want to travel the world, like I'm so excited, and it's like I don't get serotonin from that. I don't get spoons from that. I don't feel the need to smile from that. Like, I
did
don't...
Did going to, like, the theme parks not do anything
theme
for
parks?
You? Yeah, like, Disney or, like, Universal.
Being on the rides was fun. That was fun.
What do we do that's fun?
When we went to Illinois, when we went to Georgia, that didn't give me anything. It took from me.
Yeah. We're still recovering.
Still fucking recovering. Yeah, but that's the thing. Experiences don't give me anything, they take. That's because I'm an introvert.
Why are you my soulmate, though?
I don't know. It sucks. I wish,
it doesn't
I
suck.
I wish I was as excited to see
the
world
as you were.
I wouldn't
have it any other way. I mean, as long as you just don't say no to me, I'm chill. We'll go at your pace. I don't mind. Take our time. I got the rest of my life to travel the world. There's
right.
no rush.
Yeah.
As long as we just, you know, we're starting and going slowly.
Yeah, but I'm actually really envious of the fact that you get stuff. You get from that. That fulfills you.
Yes, that's a good word for it. Because I wouldn't say that, like, experiences like that actually give me spoons, like, energy-wise, if that makes sense.
No, it drains you physically.
I get a lot of walking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get literally exhausted. And, like, at one point, that's actually something that I don't know if, like, people notice. And I didn't know until I started, like, working pretty much fucking almost full fucking time, 35 hours, and, like, studying. There's a huge difference between mental exhaustion and physical exhaustion. Like, you can be exhausted and, like, not want to do anything, but it only be mental. And you can be exhausted, like, physically, but, like, your mind is still razor sharp.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy how there's such a difference, but then they kind of, like, end up at the same result-ish. Like, all you want to do at that point is just, like, sit down somewhere and be on your phone.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, the perfect, like,
the
coping mechanism.
Yeah.
But just, side note, complete side note, because that's the thing. I mean, after, like, traveling and shit, it fulfills me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, emotionally, I guess, or, like, worldly? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know,
called.
but you get something from it. Whatever you want to call it, you got something out of those experiences.
I did. Do you not?
No, not even a little.
Para nada?
Nothing.
Damn, so you're just happy, like, not traveling?
Happy is a strong word.
You just would be content not traveling?
Also a strong word.
you would just exist not traveling?
Yes.
Okay, give me a different term. It's like,
no,
would you be happier?
That's the problem.
You don't care?
Exactly.
You don't care to travel?
It's just existing, yeah.
So then what would you want to do?
Nothing.
Damn, babe.
And then that goes back to the conversation we had the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's literally where I am. And I think that this isn't me. I think that, I don't know why I feel like I'm going to start crying.
Yeah,
I I think I am burned out.
Oh, my love.
And depressed.
Of course.
And the thing is, I know every single fucking medical professional, whatever the fuck, TikTok video says, these are the symptoms of burnout. These are the symptoms of depression. I got them all. Mm-hmm. I got them all and then some. And so I know that this is where I am right now. And how do you get out of this? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Once you fucked up and you burned yourself out, how do you put out the fire?
You start healing.
What does that mean?
You do things that like fill you or like just make you a little bit happy. Because right now, there's no way you're gonna find something that, oh my god, like whatever. And even if you do, it's gonna, especially
with you.
But
what if nothing makes you happy?
That's not true. And I know for a fact that's not true with you.
The only thing that brings me little spurts of serotonin is collecting things. And you understand that that's also a huge, that's a symptom of depression.
Addiction.
Oh, it is an addiction, but.
What's a symptom of depression?
Craving that little surge of serotonin and hoarding things. That's the only thing that brings me joy.
Then how about you make it like your like mini mission right now to
mini mission
like
ooh,
yeah,
what's a mini mission?
A mini mission. Yeah, exciting. If we just call it something cute, we want to do it.
Yeah, I
want to
do a mini mission.
You're so annoying. No, to find like do little things like at least I don't know, like let's try doing something different every day to see if anything clicks for you.
I don't want to do that.
But that's the only way out.
The thing is, an extrovert is trying to help an introvert.
Okay, so then what? It's like, let's watch a different episode every day. See which one... Like, no, it's...
That's
no,
escapism.
That's not...
I
was gonna say that. It's not fair that you're trying to draw that line or whatever. Like, it's like... I don't know. I had three ideas and then they all, like, left. But... It's the kind of thing where it's like we could go somewhere, like, or at least we bought the knitting stuff and like let's try knitting for a day.
It was, I actually didn't want to knit because buying the knitting stuff satisfied that urge.
It really did for me too.
We bought all the yarn.
We still have it.
We
can still do it, but that's the thing.
But I don't want to knit.
Okay, but I know you don't. But you don't know if you don't want to do it until you try. Okay, that's a bad example because we already did it. But shut up, like you know what I mean. It's like as
you know what I do want to do? I do want to make little fruit baskets, the 12 zodiacs out of clay. I do want to make that.
Okay, so let's
do
that.
I
do
like artsy craftsy stuff.
You really do. So let's...
I also want to do the glass painting.
Yeah, let's do that. And just slowly do things that just more like fill yourself right now, slowly and surely. Like nothing huge, nothing whatever. Just with little things that like make you happy. You
That's
know what
why
I mean?
I collect all these things. Why do you think I just spent, like, $200?
But more, shut up, but more, like, so it's not a bad addiction. Like, something more, like, healthy? I don't know what the correct term is.
Because you're
going to
force me to sit outside and do all these arts and crafts.
Yeah.
So it's not,
so
it's not the arts and crafts that's healthy. It's the sitting outside.
También. I mean, I don't know about you, but, like, today we're going to eat a bowl of pasta. That sounds exciting for me.
That really does sound exciting. I'm kind
so,
of worried because our reservation is really soon.
Yeah, but it's okay. We'll make it work. It's, like, 10 minutes away, worst case scenario. So
yeah.
If we're, like, late, who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
You're really joking at the time of this. Damn, I wish I had all the answers, baby.
Oh, my God, me too. I hope you're the higher form, bro.
I know for a fact I am.
The problem is I know for a fact you're not... But I hope...
Then are you the higher form?
I hope not. But I know I am. But I hope I'm not. Does
I know
that make sense?
I am.
Ugh, but you're not.
Bebe, the thing is, you're a spiritual person, right?
Mm-hmm.
then you have to know that the thing is, us in like our ultimate form is somebody who's completely detached, who doesn't give a shit about like material items, who is just unconditionally happy. No, the thing is, because you can still be sad, you can still have sad days, you can still go through shit. Life isn't changing. You still have to do the same stuff.
Unconditional happy bullshit.
It's the kind of thing where it's like, you don't let world shit bother you, because this is just a stupid planet, a stupid rock.
But what if it does? I can't control the hormones I'm releasing.
That's fine, and that's allowed, but you just need to know that it's like, this is just a phase, and then you just need to remind yourself that none of this shit matters.
What makes no sense to me is that it feels like you're just trying to shut off your emotions and just smile.
No!
Then those emotions will still exist. I'm not making them. They just exist for me. I'm not making myself depressed. I am depressed. So I could sit here and ignore that and just smile and see the happiness and everything. Wow, look at the pretty sun. I could say, look at the pretty sun. I could say that anyways.
Why are you depressed?
Honestly, I don't know. Seasonal, maybe?
It's like, I don't know. It comes and goes for different reasons.
It really does.
The thing is, you're kind of like getting, it's like, oh, I'm sad. It's like, you... Where you need to come from isn't the like, oh, I'm sad. Okay, let me just stop feeling sad. No, it's like, what made you sad? Oh, I'm sad because I broke my phone.
Seasonal depression has nothing to do with anything that specifically happened.
Well, I mean, seasonal depression has to do with like holidays and shit, and the fact that you feel alone and you feel discluded and...
Tampoco. No tiene que ser.
It's generally what it is. That's what seasonal depression is.
It only comes in the holiday seasons?
Or like,
I think that's a type of seasonal depression, but seasonal, hold on, I gotta Google it.
It comes with the different seasons and like different expectations for said seasons. Like, I'm depressed that I'm not living my best life as a, you know, hot girl summer. That's my version of depression.
It's
right
actually
now.
Due to when Rather there's
changes?
Less sunlight. When there's less sunlight, seasonal depression tends to come. And first thing, seasonal depression is very different for everyone. It's just called seasonal depression because you get it come a specific time.
Damn.
Every year.
Damn! Did that just click for you?
Who?
I am gonna guaranteed be more depressed when there is less sun outside.
Everyone will, yes.
Not everyone. Some people don't get it for some
people ignore it, but everyone gets it. If there's less sun, you're more depressed.
We need to take advantage.
Yeah.
Absorb it all. Sunlight hours.
No, but that's the thing. Seasonal depression is different for everyone. It's not just during Christmas time that seasonal depression will come around.
Everyone's
seasonal depression
is different. I guess like you said, that's a version of it. Okay, going back.
There doesn't always have to be a reason. And you can't control the hormones that are present in your body. So tell me, because the thing is, I spent my entire adolescence pushing back my feelings and pretending that I was fine.
That's not what we are asking.
I'm trying to see what the difference is, because the way I see it, these
Do
feelings
you think
are
that
present.
I push my feelings back?
I don't, but I think you try to tapar el sol con un dedo.
Do I really?
That's the way I see it. I can't see it any other way, because the sad thoughts are still there.
Then
the sad feelings are still there.
Do you?
So you can put on a smile, but it changes nothing.
I mean, okay, ready? You see me 100% feeling all of my feelings. Always, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see, I get sad just as much as everyone else does. I get depressed just as much as everyone else does. I get angry.
All these
negative emotions exist for me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very real.
I know.
But there are days when I can fight it.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the time. And I can try to be like, I'm just gonna, like, be happy today, because there's no reason not to be.
And let me tell you, I envy your ability to do that, but that also seems like you seem very gullible and very pushoverable. Does that make sense?
Like, I'm very easily influenced?
Not easily influenced. You give too many chances. You forgive and forget things. And no. Do you know what I mean?
I can forgive and forget my depression.
You give the benefit of the doubt a lot. When
I'm talking about, like, me internally, though.
You internally something different. Let's talk about around the world, because you internally, I can't relate to.
To what?
I don't know. We have very different negative self-talk demons. We correlate, but it's different.
Why do you say that?
Because I feel like one of your biggest demons is self-esteem, when my demon, I only have the one, it's self-worth. My self-esteem demon is like a little tadpole. Squish,
aww.
He's gone.
He's so cute.
He's cute. I'm like, hello. He tried to say negative shit, and I'm like, pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, my demon's a dragon.
I see that. Yeah.
And I have money.
I see that. I just have
one. You only
one.
Have one?
Self-worth. He's huge,
let's,
but just one.
Let's beat that bitch up!
Nah, he's strong.
Damn.
I'm just like, you over there, me over here.
I'm strong too, though.
Not like him, though.
No, damn.
Nah, sorry, I wish. But do you know what I mean? So that's the thing. We have very, very different internal battles. We do come together. Like, we do have...
A lot of our demons, like, overlap in,
mm-hmm,
like, symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, like, I feel you.
Yeah. But we have very different internal demons.
Yeah.
So I can't compare them because I can't relate.
Well, I mean, but I don't think I get depressed because of my demons. Is that why you get depressed? Because of your demons?
No,
your
my demons
depress you?
No.
I was going to say. So I don't think... So then our demons have nothing to do with how we beat depression or positive versus negative self-talk.
I don't think you can beat depression.
I mean, me neither, but you can just...
It's like you can't beat depression. Once you stop releasing the depression hormone, you will no longer be depressed. You can push through
stop
it.
Stop being such a science person. Like, what the fuck?
You know what's really annoying to me? The fact that we have bachelor's degrees, and I have to say this in a very dumbed down way because I don't actually know. Like, I know, but I don't, like, know. Like, I can't sit here and say, your duodenum releases the chemical cortisol.
Duodenum doesn't release shit.
Okay,
that's fucking...
What's the A1 that's, like, the bitch? Anagram? Anata? Amygdala.
Amygdala. Wow, she's the emotional one.
Yeah, like, your amygdala releases this at this levels, and then it touches your pituitary gland.
Your
like
frontal lobe.
Yeah, like, I know all this shit, but, like, I don't know anymore, so I can't, like, actually say. Like, I know that your amygdala will release cortisol when you are upset, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't
I noticed I wanted to do
makeup. Oh. Yes. We should do that. Anyways, we kind of drifted.
Yeah.
But I feel like we didn't reach anything.
We didn't.
We have to keep having this talk, and I want this to finally click for one of us.
I do, too.
I want it to click for me. Let's get it to click for me. Let me stop explaining to you mine.
No, I mean...
And you just explain to me yours.
No, explain...
I want you to be the higher one, bro.
I want you to explain yours as well so that I see where your head's coming from.
I don't want you to get mine.
I'm not going to.
I hope not.
I know for a fact I won't.
Because the day you get mine will be the day that you are broken.
I'm already broken. No, the thing is...
I actually don't think you're broken.
Thank you.
I think you're very well put together. I think you're very good at coping and living, and I think you will go on and live a good, prosperous, fruity life.
Fruity.
I really have very high hopes for you.
I don't know if you'll
and then I'll just
believe
be here
me
at home.
But I need you to understand that it's like I was you.
No.
I was.
I don't think you were ever me.
I think I was always... The thing is...
Let me say this. This is my most superior form. I was in a very much worse place before.
Me too.
I know. Good. I'm just saying that... I'm just saying that this is my highest form so far. And I know there's more growth, but we started in the same place, and then we branched. Like, you're going left, and I'm going right.
I don't think
our higher forms will ever be the same.
Oh, that's a weird concept.
Is it a weird concept? Because I am a moon, and that will never change. For me, for my highest form to be your highest form, I would need to become a sun. I'm not a sun. I'm a moon. And for your highest form to be mine, you would have to become a moon.
Oh my gosh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Can I find a more optimistic view in my mooniness? Sure. And can you see the bad in the world
I
as well as
the
sun?
I do see the bad in the world.
You cover it pretend it doesn't
I
exist.
I see all the bad in the world,
and
but
I
why?
Envy it.
Why would I just focus on the bad when there could possibly be
no
good? Especially when there's it's the energy. It's fucking manifestation, bitch. Why would I ever focus on the negative? I'm already focusing on so much fucking negative. Why would I verbalize or emphasize any more on the negative when my energy can manifest positive?
The thing is, I don't see the bad in the world as a negative. I see it as reality. That's the thing. People act like the shadows is the
reality
bad.
Is
shadows
different.
Aren't bad. Shadows just
reality
exist.
Is different
when
from
there
negativity.
Is light,
you
it's
like
not negative
yes. No, okay, when ready? That's it. Maybe that's it. Because it's just, maybe that's it. Maybe I'm making your issues much more of a big deal. Because it's literally about energies. It's about putting good energy, neutral energy, or bad energy. And I'm like, everything you're saying feels bad to me. But to you, you're like, it's just neutral,
it's
man.
Neutral.
I'm just being real. But I'm like, no, it's the bad. And you're like, no, it's neutral, because not everything is good. It doesn't have to be bad. Mm-hmm. I was going to go with somewhere,
no,
but the
100%,
thing is...
I'm neutral.
Okay, until you get positive, you can't properly manifest.
Okay, that's fine, but I'm neutral. Once again, I don't feel the spectrum of emotions that you do.
Okay, that's a different conversation.
It's not a different conversation. I think everything correlates. I don't think I could ever become an optimistic, positive, preppy, you know, bubbly person.
But am I even that person?
Yeah. And I don't think I could ever be that. Oh, and I don't think I ever want to be that.
I don't want you to be that either.
That would be weird. Hey, guys.
Shut the fuck up.
For me.
Oh, I'm like, what are you calling me weird? Like,
anyways, we have to end this. We keep drifting. So we didn't reach anywhere, but
we
one
didn't.
Day we will
We're
reach
We're going
somewhere.
To continue talking. We're going to continue talking. We're going to continue, yeah. What was grammar there? We're going to continue talking about this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, and just until we reach somewhere. Until we reach somewhere.
I don't think we'll reach anywhere. But.
I literally, today I actually wanted to talk about, like, I don't even know. But okay, yeah, guys, thanks so much for tuning in today, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.